U.S. President Donald Trump accuses Tehran of supporting terrorism and calls the Iran nuclear deal one of the worst agreements Washington has ever been involved in.
We cannot let a murderous regime continue these destabilizing activities while building dangerous missiles, and we cannot abide by an agreement if it provides cover for the eventual construction of a nuclear program. The Iran deal was one of the worst and most one-sided transactions the United States has ever entered into. Frankly, that deal is an embarrassment to the United States, and I don't think you've heard the last of it, believe me.
Trump went on to accuse Iran of using up its resources for exporting chaos in the region. He said it's time for Iran to free American citizens that he says have been unjustly detained. U.S. President also accused Iran of oppression and violating the rights of its citizens. Donald Trump made the remarks during his maiden speech at the 72nd session of the United Nations General Assembly in New York. Well, this is not the first time Washington is leveling such accusations against Iran and the nuclear deal. Tehran has always strongly dismissed such claims as unfounded. Let's cross over to Paris, joined by Gerardo Coleman, author and journalist. Thanks so much for being with us. Your overall thoughts on Trump's speech to the UN?
Well, it seems Trump is playing the neocon card here, which he did right throughout his presidential campaign. It seems the policy of the Trump administration is increasingly to attack China and Iran and to sort of lay off Russia, but to focus more on slander of Iran and destabilization of Iran. So I think that's what this is about, essentially playing up the neocon card and playing to Israel's interests. I think that's basically where this is going. The Trump, or previous regimes, the Obama, Clinton, and Bush regimes, have all supported terrorism in Syria, in particularly. They've been supporting terrorism since 2011, since they started the destabilization of the country. Of course, recently, the Revolutionary Guard Corps in Iran have claimed that they have proof of collusion between the U.S. military and the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria. So if anybody should be accusing another country of terrorism, it should be Iran accusing the United States, and that's very clear.
Well, what Trump called the United States is the greatest force of good in the history of the world. Your thoughts on what he said?
Yeah, it's just typical kind of absurd Trumpist hyperbole. Obviously, that's not even the correct word. It should be just crazy lies. I mean, what can one say? I mean, you only have to look at the fact that the United States has bombed over 50 countries since the Second World War, has destabilized most of the developing world, is responsible for millions and millions of deaths all over the world. To say that the United States is the greatest force for good in the history of humanity, I doubt even if Caesar in his day would have said that of Rome. I mean, it's extraordinary arrogance, but it's the kind of thing we've come to accept from Trump. He is extremely erratic in his statements, and doesn't seem to be much logic to his foreign policy establishment.
Well, when we look at his speech, I would think other representatives, heads of states of other nations sitting there would see it as very divisive. And you just used the word arrogant, basically not saying it, but basically hinting in every way about American exceptionalism again, and says that he will represent the interests of the United States, and talked about the importance of the nation state, and basically talked about the countries that he has pointed out were probably ones that are trying to actually be independent of American policy, and basically given a warning to the rest of the world: if you go against our policy, then you will be labeled X, Y, and Z. Your thoughts on that side of things?
Any country, any nation state that goes against U.S. foreign policy is ipso facto a terrorist state. You are called a terrorist state if you present a threat to U.S. strategic interests. So terrorism is a term that's used by imperial powers, in particular the United States, to demonize and exclude countries that pose a problem for US and Germany in the world. So that's what this is about. Rogue states, for example. When we know that for many, many years, the rogue networks that are in the world are coming out of countries like Saudi Arabia, Israel, all US allies. And Trump has himself admitted this. Trump, in his election campaign, admitted publicly that Saudi Arabia was supporting terrorism. He even said it. He said, everybody knows Saudi Arabia is supporting terrorism. We all know that. And then he went to Saudi Arabia and signed a massive arms deal with them. So it's just blatant and overt hypocrisy on the part of the United States. The term terrorism is, it's a politically charged term to basically exclude countries who are trying to develop an independent foreign policy from the United States.
All right. Thank you so much for being with us. Out of Paris, author and journalist Gerardo Coleman.